Good morning, Zoe, and welcome to day 6 of our fast and devotional. I trust you heard our challenge on Sunday where we're basically swimming upstream. Instead of looking at what's going on around us and deciding to just be self-centered and anxious and fearful, we're going to do more. We're going to read the Bible more. We're going to pray more. We're going to give more. We're going to fast more. We're going to praise God more. We're going to do more ministry than ever before. And I want to lay a biblical context for that swimming upstream. I'm going to go to one of my favorite passages of scripture in Jeremiah. If you go with me to Jeremiah 17, verse 5, it says this. It says, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength." Really important here. We are really putting ourselves in a bad position if we put our confidence in natural things. Now, when I say that, I don't mean that we do not, that I don't mean that we're not heeding the admonitions and advice of professionals who are looking after our care, medical professionals and experts and public officials who are inviting us to take rational precautions with respect to the coronavirus. We should honor those things and be respectful of the legal parameters, the medical parameters, and all those kinds of things. What I'm saying is not putting our trust in natural things. That is, we can't look to humans for our salvation. It is God who is our salvation. Notice what it says in verse 7 of that same chapter, Jeremiah 17. It says, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord." Verse 8, it says this, "He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes." In other words, this plant is not fearful when there are external circumstances that challenges its survival. It continues. It says, "For its leaves remain green, and it is not anxious in the year of drought." Doesn't that sound like what we're going through right now? That there is, with the coronavirus and fears of the stock market and the finances and employment, there are things out there that appear to be challenging our survival. But in fact, when we trust in the Lord, we don't have to be anxious. It says, "And it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." Do you see that? That we will continue to be prosperous and fruitful, even in a context where we look around and there is drought. And how do we do that? By putting our trust in the Lord. I say this because this is a time to do even more for Jesus, to do even more ministry, to serve even more people, to be more invested in the word of God, to be more invested in seeking God's face through prayer, to be more invested in fasting, and that is allowing ourselves to pull away from things that are important to us in the natural so that we can look at the spiritual, to be more invested in even giving more financially in terms of our time, in terms of our service, and all those other kinds of things. So I challenge you and I encourage you that God is good. Let's keep our trust in the Lord. And as we trust in the Lord, he will continue not only to sustain us, but help us to thrive even in the midst of something like the coronavirus and all of the financial aspects of that situation that is affecting our world. Zoe, be blessed, be wise, be safe, and be encouraged, for God is with us. See you tomorrow.